Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. We're profiling the five honorees of this year's Women in Biometrics Awards. This is the second time Leanne Moriyama is being honored. She retired last summer as the administrator of the Hawaii Criminal Justice Data Center, which is under the Department of Attorney General. She spent more than 30 years working in biometrics. She started back in the days when Hawaii had manual fingerprint cards.
It was becoming burdensome and ineffective for us. So we learned about the new technology of digitizing fingerprint cards. We actually had to go to our state legislature to get authority to do this. And we started from there. We had some consultants on board. We put out an RFP. We had a procurement team of which I was a part of. And we went to the vendor sites to benchmark their products before selecting one. Before we got into AFIS technology, Hawaii always had a criminal history system. And always offenders' criminal history was positively ID'd through fingerprints. And then we got an automated electronic fingerprint ID system. And the next step was that we linked the two systems digitally, electronically, and created a lights out scenario for processing all our arrests in the state of Hawaii. And that changed the whole complexion, if you would, of criminal ID processing in the state of Hawaii, because it became quick, much more accurate, with a handshake between the demographics in our criminal history system and the fingerprint technology in our AFIS system.
Last year, Moriyama told us her proudest accomplishment was making the crosswalk between criminal justice and non-criminal justice communities by using biometrics to help keep vulnerable populations safe through background checks. She says her answer still stands.
My background has always been in IT and IT as it relates to criminal justice. And when we realized that we needed to help the non-criminal justice communities by using this technology and the biometrics and the demographics, because our vulnerable populations, our children, our disabled, and our elderly, were going through licensing and background check. And that really does protect the common citizen. And the culmination of all of that is when I was elected chair of the National Crime Prevention and Privacy Compact Council. I served two terms as the chair nationally, and we have made tremendous strides in keeping the vulnerable populations and our families safe.
That, Moriyama says, is also her most significant contribution to the field because it was a national effort that helped children and the elderly.
I have lived having two children, keeping them safe. Our agency and my responsibility was also bringing up the sex offender registration system for the state of Hawaii. We use AFIS as our fingerprint technology also. So it would be my proudest moment. And now my parents are elderly, and that exposure to that whole nursing home situation, again, that licensing and background checking and positive IDing of that arena is extremely significant. And of course, then the disabled. And that area deserves tremendous protection.
Moriyama entered the criminal justice field with an educational background in mathematics, then IT.
In our agency, the Criminal Justice Data Center, bringing up the criminal history system, that database, and working in AFIS, when you're exposed to the criminal justice processing, it is an extremely interesting and rewarding field. I've learned so much on the criminal justice information processing side. And when you see the impact that you can make on the systems that we bring up that are used by the general public, the information that goes out to them, it keeps you motivated. And I've noticed that in my agency, we have low turnover because at the end of the day, it's not about how much you make in terms of money. I mean, we need money to survive. That's true. But, you know, there has to be something else that's motivating. And when you're in the criminal justice and the non-criminal justice field, you see the difference you can make in government, and it can be significant.
Moriyama says she really is retired, even though she still gets calls and messages from people in the field asking for her opinion. She says she doesn't want to be a consultant, but she would like to help people for free. The Women in Biometrics Awards program is presented by Secure ID News and the Security Industry Association. The awards will be handed out November 15th in New York City in conjunction with the ISC East event. Congratulations and thank you to Leanne Moriyama. And thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.